come through the game healthy.
You know, we spoke of three guys last night, Walter McFadden, Sam Williams, and Swayze Waters. Know a little bit more about each one of them. Walter McFadden does not seem to be serious at all. In fact, he may be ready to go to work tomorrow. Sam Williams may have a slight concussion, and he'll go through the starting protocol today for that. And Swayze Waters, very fortunate when he got rushed on the PAT attempt, but it's just a group. No one else came up today following the game, so came out of it pretty good shape.
So I'm still looking over the film. What were your impressions of the first team offense?
It's a guy here and a guy there. It looks to be probably a little better than what I felt last night after the game, so I think we can fix it, and fix it rather quickly. And the biggest negative I see is the 4 false start penalty. Good ball security, no turnovers, anything like that. I thought both Cartwright and Bennett ran the ball tough. I thought the second group of linemen blocked some things. The longer they played, I thought the better they got. And I think Kyle Bowler went in there and did some nice things. It's some things that I'm sure he'd like to do over again, but he also was able to make some big throws and get us in some plays that give us a chance there.
Belvier, and you talked about the line with the in the second half. How about Belvier and Campbell specifically? How did they?
It was okay for the first time out. A lot of mistakes, but I thought the longer they played, I thought the better they got. So that's encouraging. And I'll look for bigger and better things this week versus Chicago.
In terms of getting the plays in and out, in terms of Jason getting the team to the line of scrimmage, in terms of just looking like an organized team, for the first time, how would you rate that part of it?
Well, I thought good. I thought we could have been maybe a little faster in our tempo, in and out of the huddle, but that's kind of normal for the first game in the preseason. But in terms of communication, we even ran a little bit of no huddle. He handled that very well. So I'm pleased with that.
Hey, Tom, how important was it to get Lamar Houston for his growth and his maturity, to get him back in the game there at the end of the game, to kind of get him a feel of what it feels like to close the game out?
Well, I got to ask that last night. You have to understand, he and Shaughnessy both were on the second nickel team, so they were going to be in there regardless. Guys wanted to make the point where they were playing all game. That really wasn't my plan. Normally, they would not be in there on the first nickel group. It would be Trevor Scott, Cameron Henderson. But once we took the starters out, so to speak, and started to play, the second units, they're part of that second unit, therefore they had to play a little bit.
How encouraging was the play of Shaughnessy in Houston?
Well, I think it's exciting in that, both of them were productive. They were productive not only just rushing the passer, but against the run. And they can get better at some things for sure, but I think definitely, an encouraging start.
Tom, how do you weigh the positive, a game situation like going for a field goal with a reserve kicker that's probably not going to be on the team, as opposed to maybe trying to, go for a first down? Is there an integrity of the game that you're worried about, or are you just trying to get a team ready to play for the season?
No, I think getting us ready to play, we were pretty lucky last night in that we got to deal with an incredible amount of situations throughout the game. I mean, usually it doesn't happen like that, not in one game or even this early in the preseason. So I really just kind of took the situations as they came, and we coached them and adjusted to them. But it was really good for our team. I think that's the thing that we'll take out of it. We were able to be in a number of different situations. And so you just kind of go with what you had planned and go from there.
How important was that last drive for Jason in the first team? You sent him back out in the second quarter, and they were able to move the ball a little better than their first three drives, just in terms of creating some confidence and some rhythm for that group.
Well, I think the rhythm thing, was most important. I did not like the second series very much, and just felt like I'm going to put the line and the quarterback back out there together and like you said, see if they could kind of put some cohesiveness together, which they were able to do a little bit. So, week goes.
How would you look overall at the play of the centers? I mean, there are times it seemed where a lot of the pressure was coming right up the middle.
Well, there was really not a lot of pressure other than the second drive of the game. And Samson did get beat. And so if that's what you're referring to, yeah, that was a tough series of plays. I already mentioned that. Didn't like it, so I put him back out there. But I thought prior to that and certainly after that, protection was pretty good all night.
Yeah. Did you get this? I guess with Beeler out there kicking for Dallas, you didn't get a good look at kickoff return team. Did Lindley saw Johnny? Did you like what you saw on the punt return?
Well, yeah. I want to see us. As I mentioned this before, it's a big emphasis for us to improve the return game. And unfortunately, he's knocking the ball to the back of the end zone every time. But hopefully we'll get some more chances here in the next 3 weeks. I did like the one return Johnny had. I thought he handled the ball well, and I look forward to getting those other guys in there as well and seeing what they can do.